Red FM.
All right, folks, hope you're all enjoying the jazz this bank holiday weekend. Rory and Kieran here with you until 7 p.m. this evening as we look back at all today's action and look ahead to a big, big day. Tomorrow we have a massive preview of the Senior Football Championship final between Nemo Rangers and Dhu Hollow. Plenty to come between now and 7 o'clock. We'll get the thoughts as well of former Cork footballer, Cork legend, Dinny Allen. Also on the show tonight, going to hear from Inch, and we're going to hear from Donegal as they were crowned Munster champions today. Going to hear from Sarsfield's defender Niamh O'Callaghan as they prepare for the Munster Camogie Championship semi-final. And we talk to Cork City boss Neil Fan after the end of their season, and he looks ahead to 2020 as well. It's all to come between now and 7 o'clock on the Big Red Bench. Alright, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can text us 0868104106, tweet us as well at Big Red Bench. Here with his jazz hat on, he's been playing the trombone all day, Kieran O'Regan.
Speaking of which, jazz and jazz hands trombones. Did you see Oxford University?
No.
Normally at a graduation you clap, everyone's going to collect in their scroll or whatever, and you clap. Well, they've passed a new thing there that you're not allowed to clap, you have to do jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
They don't want loud noises affecting some people, apparently. Okay. So jazz hands now is the thing to do. Yeah. There you go.
Apparently, according to an article online, it could trigger anxiety. Use jazz hands. Mandate the encouragement of sign clapping. And interesting.
Not just sports on the bench.
So if anyone's listening at home and wants to clap us, send us some jazz hand photographs instead.
That'll be super. Yeah, busy day of sport, Roar, in ladies football. Two Cork sides are celebrating provincial glory. Dunamore have been crowned the Munster Junior Champions. They defeated Galty Rovers of Tip 112 to 8 points, while Inch Rovers are the intermediate champions. They defeated another Tipperary side, Templemore, 12 points to 2. We'll have a post-match reaction from those very, very shortly. In Gaelic Games, in the Junior Football Championship semi-final, Kilshannock have defeated Iveleary 111 to 19. While in the quarter-final, St. Michael's overcame Ballymartle 1-5 to 5 points. A big... That would have been tough for St. Michael's, considering they played the round before that on Wednesday night up in Moran Abbey. So straight back out to it.
Yeah, training, yeah.
Yeah, and St. Michael's back out again tomorrow in the Premier Intermediate final. Two different teams, obviously. But there's two games in the Premier 1 under 21 hurling championship as well. Killeaters had a good win over Father O'Neill's. 117 to 111 was how that finished. Glen Rovers taking on Ballincollig at the moment at half time. It's Ballincollig 3-5, Glen Rovers 1-4. That's second half just getting underway there. In football, Man City, they're keeping the pressure on Liverpool at the top of the Premier League table. Champions beat Aston Villa 3-0 earlier on today. We'll have a report from that in a sec. But Aston Villa boss Dean Smith felt VAR missed an offside for one of the goals. There was a lengthy check for City's second goal to see if Kevin De Bruyne, his free kick, hit David Silva or Raheem Sterling on the way into the net. But Smith says it's the officials ended up taking the easy option by allowing it to stand.
Silva certainly touches it and goes away celebrating that he's touched it, which is a bit of a giveaway who's touched it and scored. But when he touches it, Sterling's in an offside position and clearly impedes the goalkeeper.
I hate VAR.
You really do.
I really, really do. Just play the game, move on.
But it's
mistakes are part of the game, they're part of the draw.
It's causing a lot more problems, I think.
It's just like, oh, here we go, here's VAR, here's another 2-minute check to see if somebody has fouled someone 8 minutes ago in the build-up to the goal. It's just, no, not for me.
Yeah. Elsewhere, Brighton have beaten Everton 3-2 at the Amex. One of those was, the winner was an OG in the 90th minute, but the second goal for Brighton, I don't know if you see, it was a penalty.
Yeah.
It was the penalty call. It was very audacious. Jumping around, I suppose. Maybe did get a little slip of a boot on his boot. It certainly wasn't a stamp, but I suppose that's what it was given for. But VAR checked it and gave the penalty. Very dramatic.
Again, VAR.
Yeah, VAR involved in that.
Going to ruin my bank holiday weekend, VAR. What's wrong? Oh, did you have a good weekend? No, why not? VAR.
Very dramatic. Maybe to the laws of the game it was a penalty, but anyway. Elsewhere, Watford and Bournemouth, they finished scoreless at Vicarage Road. West Ham and Sheffield United drew 1-1 at London Stadium, and Chelsea taking on Burnley at the moment as well in the evening kickoff. The latest score from that game is currently, my phone is just loading, and it's 1-0 to Chelsea, 35 minutes.
That's professionalism that you don't see anywhere else. I get to the score there, and my phone is loading.
Froze. Pulisic getting a goal there after 21 minutes for Chelsea. Elsewhere, Carroll Shepherd, he's confirmed he's leaving Cork City. Yeah, the attacker played 181 times for the Rebel Army, winning the league and two FAI Cups on his time in Leaside. So, was that to be expected?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be the first of a number of announcements this week and the next. We had Garrod Morrissey in the studio today. We are going to hear from Garrod on tomorrow's show. He talked in depth about the 2019 season. He's one of the few who signed up for 2020. So expect a lot of announcements. Carroll Shepherd will always be remembered for that fantastic 2017 season. When he formed a terrific partnership with Stephen Dooley and Sean Maguire up front, banging in the goals. I think it was a back issue he had a lot of the season. Wasn't as effective as he would have liked to have been. So I'm sure he leaves Cork with many fond memories, and I'm sure every Cork City fan will wish him well.
Yeah, certainly. In the Keane Cup semi-final, College Corinthians had a 2-1 win over Cove Wanderers. In the Munster Senior League, Ringmahon defeated Douglas Hall 3-0. In the Women's National League, Cork City, they're taking on Piemont United away in about 25 minutes' time there. In rugby, England have made it to their first Rugby World Cup since 2007. Eddie Jones' side beat back-to-back champions New Zealand 19-7 in Yokohama this morning. Manu Tuilagi scoring the only try, with Owen Farrell sending the conversion through the post. And George Ford scoring four penalties.
It was a gripping game as well, I have to say. Yeah. It was absolutely enthralling to watch. I mean, like, it was an odd sensation, kind of almost wanting England to win a sporting event this morning, but I thought they were absolutely superb, fully deserved the win. And New Zealand looked a shadow of the side at hammered Ireland last week. Maybe they had a bit of an issue. I mean, they had a 2-week break before they faced Ireland. That Ireland game was essentially a warm-up for them last week. And so they were maybe went into this game a little bit cold, but take nothing away from England. Absolutely fantastic this morning.
Yeah, they're going to take on Wales or South Africa, who play tomorrow in the same stadium. Who do you think will come through there?
Looking forward to that game. You'd hope Wales win. I've got some Wales family connections, so maybe they're... but look, it should be another cracking game, but it's going to be very, very finely poised. But the big question is, can they beat England in the final, whoever wins?
Yeah, elsewhere, Connacht are in action in the Pro 14. They're taking on the Cheetahs. The latest score there is 14-5 in favour of Connacht. Leinster, they're away to Zebre at the moment as well. In cricket, Ireland's hopes of qualifying for next summer's T20 Cricket World Cup, they're looking good. They thumped Nigeria by 8 wickets this morning in their final group stage match in Abu Dhabi to go top of Group B. If Jersey beat Oman tomorrow, Ireland will automatically qualify. If Oman win, meanwhile, the Irish will or lose, they'll go into a playoff against the third place side from Group A, which is currently Scotland at the moment. In basketball, in the Hula Hoops National Cup, Ambassador UCC Glanmire taking on Liffey Celtics in the Mardyke Arena at the moment. And in golf, Tiger Woods holds a 2-shot lead at the halfway stage of golf's Zozo Championship on the PGA Tour. 15-time major winner birdied the last two holes in the second round in Japan as he shot a 6-under par 64 to take the outright lead ahead of fellow American Gary Woodland. Rory McIlroy, he's 3-under after two rounds with the Open champion Shane Lowry level par. Did you see the rain over there yesterday?
Torrential.
It looked like a river going through the course. But some of the golfers were putting up videos but saying that the drainage on the course was fantastic. But it genuinely looked like a river was going through the course.
All right, we're going to start with ladies football. Dunmore crowned the Munster Junior Champions today. They defeated Galway Roars of Tipperary, as Kieran mentioned. Manager of the winning team is Donal Dineen. He spoke to the Assembly Media.
Your emotions after that?
Yeah, just relieved really to get over the line. It was a tough game. I suppose we felt a share of decisions went against us, but look, that's going to happen in matches. But we're happy with the final result. You know, the girls worked really hard. They've done that all year for us, so we're happy.
Yeah, the opposition looked good at the start. I suppose they dominated for the first 7 or 8 minutes, but didn't score.
Yeah, they were a very good team now, in fairness. One of the better teams we've come up against this year. You know, their work rate was absolutely phenomenal. And look, they never gave up, even though they were behind for a long period of the game. They kept going for the entire game.
Yeah, you were, I suppose you had up front in Amanda was Aileen Buckley was very impressive. 1-5 from play, but you kind of had stars all over the pitch, really.
Yeah, look, I suppose we think we have a very balanced team overall, but definitely Aileen is a good target person up front. She's well able to win the ball and well able to put it away. So and our other Jenny up near her as well, you know, is a similar type player, but as I say, a balanced team. It was a team effort on it, you know.
And I suppose at the back, you'd make a lot of last minute blocks and defensive.
Yeah, Barry made some great blocks.
But look, I suppose her experience told there. You know, she's been told to mend the house. We have a very good goalkeeper there as well. I thought we made a fantastic save there near the end, so we're pleased with that as well.
Yeah, great for the locality, great for the club.
Absolutely. Look, we've been getting well wishes there all the week from people who can be at the matches due to ill health and so on, and it's just for them as much as anyone else. You know, it's for the entire community, really. You know.
So you'll enjoy this one, and then you have to look forward.
Yeah, we have 2 weeks now. I think to we won't celebrate for the 2 weeks, but we'll definitely celebrate tonight, and we'll take it from there then again.
And obviously, like Cork teams have a very good record in the All Ireland Championship. No doubt you'll be hoping to continue that.
Well, look, I suppose the Tipperary team showed there now today that there isn't a whole lot between the teams, you know, and we're playing the Leinster champions, I think, next, and standard up in Leinster is pretty good as well, so we won't be under any illusions as to what's ahead of us.
And obviously, we put Irene in the middle of the parish there. She brings that bit of experience that's very good for a team like this.
Oh, absolutely, and look, she's a tremendous role model for all the other girls as well, you know, and that's what it's all about, really.
That's Donald Dineen there of Dunamore speaking after they were Crown Munster Junior Champions there. You could hear Dunamore celebrating. Congratulations indeed to them on today's fantastic win over Galty Rovers. Inch Rovers, meanwhile, the Munster Intermediate Champions. They've beaten Templemore 12 points to 2. They've been speaking to Rory Noonan and their manager, Noel O'Connor.
Noel, obviously any time you win a Munster final is always a good day, but kind of probably a bit easier than you expected maybe.
Yes, I saw Templemore in the semi-final against a highly fancied Abbey side team that I suppose people thought they'd win All-Irelands with the inter-county players, and this team gave them everything. They ran them ragged for 25-30 minutes in the second half. We felt here today that if we were going to match that, we'd have some hope of succeeding. I suppose we've older legs, I suppose, and a small bit of cuteness which stood to us today as well.
Obviously you just said it there, like up front you have a couple of players that have been around for a few years, but they have massive experience and they really did set the tone at the start of the game for you.
Did we? Look, we were in a bad place. We were in a serious bad place last November. We sat down and we had to go back and try and get some of the older players to play again this year, and a small bit of cuteness, I suppose. We've a young enough team as well, like, you know what I mean? We've a lot in the 16, 17, 18 bracket there as well, and we've struggled a minor for the last 3 years, but today the cuteness and the age helps.
And obviously in midfield there, I thought your two midfielders they dominated the game really for you.
Yes, Lydia and Danielle, they're just poor powerhouses. They keep working all day long, and you ask them to do it, there's no problem. And they're two intelligent players, they'll work their socks off. And Danielle was very sick the last 2 weeks, couldn't come out or nothing for the last 2 weeks to train with us, and she gave an exhibition in Garrigan today.
This Inch team has seen All Ireland before. Obviously you're one step closer to an All Ireland now. Tough semi final ahead against you.
Oh yeah, I don't even know. I think we're going to Leinster. I don't even know who won Leinster, to be honest with you, but I see they're one day they're racking up scores for a pastime. We don't rack up that high score, but look, we'll go and give it a chance. Suppose we've had our day, we've won all our lives in that way, but I think the ladies football it goes in 10 years.
Yes, Noel O'Connor there speaking in the middle of a hurricane with Rory Noonan there. Congratulations to Inch Rovers as they were crowned Munster champions today. This day defeated Templemore by 12 points to 2. Going to talk Camogie now. Sarsfield's defender Niamh O'Callaghan says they go into their AIB Munster Camogie Championship clash this weekend against Drummond Inch with nothing to lose. The Cork champions ending a 30-year wait for a senior county title when they beat Enniscarra in the decider. O'Callaghan's been speaking to Oisin Langan at the launch of the AIB Club Camogie Championship.
Niamh O'Callaghan, Sarsfields will get to play in the AIB Munster Club Camogie Championship for the first time in their history, following their first win in Cork for something like 30 years. Firstly, how delighted were you and the team to capture the title after such a long wait?
Yeah, well, we were delighted, of course. It's been a very long wait, 30 years, and I suppose on the day, that wasn't the thing that really came into our heads. We tried to kind of block all that out. You know, it was 50 years since the founding of the Camogie Club in Sarsfields, and it was 30 years since we had last won a senior title. So I suppose we tried to block all that out as much as we could. But I suppose when the final whistle came, then there was obviously that huge relief. We were delighted. We were over the moon. It was just a huge feeling of relief, really, to get there, to get over the line.
And winning a county title is a huge achievement. I know that's a fairly obvious statement from me, but to do it beating Enniscarra is even more special because they have been one of the best teams in Cork and probably Munster in the last couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. We've had many a hard day out against them. They've really set the standard in Cork for the last few years, especially this. They were going for their fourth in a row. I mean, they've outstanding players. They've the likes of Rena Buckley, Niamh McCarthy, Aileen Sheehan. They've all outstanding players on their team. And I suppose we were going in as underdogs. And I suppose that suited us to a certain extent. We didn't have the pressure on us. We knew we were underdogs going in, and we knew all we had to do was perform on the day. But I suppose, yeah, coming up against a top side like them, there was nothing easy about it.
Talk to me about the celebrations in Sarsfields that night, because you've already mentioned there was a long wait for a title, 30 years. And also, it's the 50th anniversary of the Camogie Club. I mean, you really could not have timed this win any better, could you?
That's true, yeah. I suppose coming after the match, we brought the cup back and we stopped on the way and all of us got out of the cars and brought the cup. We walked over from the bridge over to the club, and I suppose seeing people out on the roads, that it meant so much to them. I suppose you've huge history there. We've players playing who their mothers would have played in that final 30 years ago, and for them to be able to see their daughters or players like ourselves coming over with the cup was really very meaningful. You know, it means a lot more, especially when it's with your club like that.
And I guess before the final, you were trying to shield yourself from the hype and the impact. But afterwards, when you went back to school, you're a primary school teacher locally. The kids must have been very excited. You know, it must have been a great couple of days, and maybe again that kind of rammed home the impact that success had on the community to you.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose you had people coming up to you who I suppose you would only see, you'd see down in the club, and for them to express how much it meant to them is a huge thing. And I suppose even for me, I called up to my grandmother after on the night. She's 92, and her own daughters, my aunts, would have played a small bit when they were younger, and she was delighted, you know, after a big hug and a kiss, and she was delighted, and it's those things that make it that bit more special.
And you want to make an excellent year, a great year, even better. You're now into the AIB Munster Club Championship. You'll play Drummond Inch this weekend in the semi-final, and I think you've home advantage, which is a good thing, isn't
we
it?
We have, yeah, we've home advantage, which is a great thing. I suppose last week we wouldn't have looked past our victory. We weren't even really thinking about it. But I suppose, look, we regrouped, and we know now that we've a good chance to put the heads down again. We've been back training. We'll put the heads down again and give it our best shot. We've nothing to lose. It's new territory for us, but it's a huge achievement to get there, and we're willing and ready to kind of put our heads down now and make a good stab at it, really.
Has the Cork win given you a confidence that you kind of didn't have before? Has it given you a kind of extra something that you didn't have before?
Yeah, I suppose at the start of the year, if you had kind of said to us, you know, if we had a team meeting, if you had said, well, we're going to win a county, there would have been a lot of heads kind of looking around saying, okay, that's a bit far-fetched. But I suppose as the year went on, management really instilled that belief in us, and I suppose that was a huge part of it. We had the training done, we had the skill, but the belief came as well at the right time. And as we progressed through the year, we really did start to believe in ourselves, and going forward now as well, we'll still have that belief that we're capable of more. So.
And the experience of winning the senior county title will be a massive benefit going into Munster, but also the experience of what you've done before. I mean, you've built up to this, winning an intermediate title and a senior B title.
Yeah.
So that all, you know, that will all culminate together, won't it? That's all a good thing. The fact that it's not just a one-off success. You're kind of used to success and you're used to handling it, and that will be a good thing.
Well, especially the younger girls as a player. When I was growing up, we had a fairly stale, there wasn't much winning when we were younger. The girls that have come up to the team are used to winning. They've won a lot. We've some girls on the team who have won under 12, under 14, minor, intermediate, senior, and now senior A county titles, which is huge. So there is that amount of, there's young girls in the team that are used to winning, and they have that experience. And for the likes of myself, we've won intermediate, we've won senior B, and then we came up to senior. Now we had a few years where it took a bit of adjusting, and we didn't think, we don't know, it would ever come right for us, but we've had that, I suppose, a run up to it.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. So you'll give it everything this weekend against
exactly,
Drummond Inch.
Yeah. We've nothing to lose. We've I suppose a lot of people are saying it, and it's true to a certain extent. We've achieved what we set out to achieve at the start of the year, and I suppose everything else now from there is a bonus, but we know we have to work extremely hard to achieve further, and we're willing to do so.
Niamh O'Callaghan of Sarsfields, and of course of Cork as well, best of luck in the AIB Munster Club Camogie Championship semi-final against Drummond Inch this weekend.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, very best of luck indeed to Sarsfields. Is it fair to say it's bonus territory for Sarsfields, Kieran? I mean, like, to lift the county title after 30 years must have taken an incredible effort, and I suppose the emotions and the exhaustion that comes with finally getting over the line. So is Munster just bonus territory for them, do you think?
Possibly, but they're certainly going to go for it. But Drummond Inch, a very, very tough task as well. The other semi-final actually has been played today, but I can't find a result from it. But I would think, looking at the teams there, that the winner of the Munster Championship should actually come from this tie between Zers and Drummond Inch. They'll definitely be going for it. They shocked a couple of people, I would think, when they played in Ascara. I suppose they didn't shock everyone, but a lot of people, they're a very young team, but they have a small bit of experience as well. They're a fantastic coach, and I've no doubt that while some people might look at it as a bonus territory, they're certainly going to give it a good crack off Drummond Inch. Tomorrow's Scariff defeated Newcastle West in that other game, so the winners will play that Clare crowd next week or in 2 weeks' time. But yeah, I think they'll definitely give Drummond Inch a fair crack, but Drummond Inch are a very, very serious outfit as well, you know.
All right, Kieran Shears. All right, we are going to talk football just before the break. Cork City rounding off their season, a wretched season for Cork City last night, or this year, as they were beaten 3-0 by Shamrock Rovers in Tallaght last night to round off what has been a forgettable 2019. Every Cork City fan I have spoken to just wants to forget about this year, move on to next year. And the man that will be in charge is Neil Fennessy. He begins a massive, massive rebuilding job. As we heard, Carl Shepherd has announced that he's left the club, and only 5 players has signed for next season. So a lot of work for Neil Fenn to do in the off season. I spoke to him earlier on today.
It was a game where I was wary that we would let them have a warm up for the cup final and it would be their farewell game, and I didn't want that to happen. I wanted us to be a little bit, you know, putting a few tackles and make sure they knew we were there, but we didn't really work that way for us. They kept the ball really well. We couldn't get close to them at times and gave away a couple of bad goals and had a couple of half chances, but didn't really get ourselves into the game enough.
Just looking at the Cork City lineup, though, a number of 19s involved last night as well, so must give you kind of particular kind of pride and pleasure, I suppose, to see those 19s coming through.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough game for them, but you know, it makes them know what it's like to play in the first team and against a very good team who are in the cup final and finish second. So that they know the standard, they know what it takes to get there, they know the kind of opposition that if they do play next season, that's the type of opposition they're gonna face. Because they're a very good team, obviously, but they did well. You know, the young lads did well, and well, everyone kind of did okay last night. We just couldn't get close to them against a very good team.
Looking back over your time as Cork City manager, and also it's only been a couple of months, but I mean, what's been the most pleasing aspect for you over the last couple of months?
I think the performances of, you know, the last few weeks, excluding last night, but the last few weeks where, you know, we could start seeing the bearing some fruits of what we've been working on. You know, it was, you could see a few little pieces of play that pleased us, and you know, they were taking on board what we've been asking them to do. And you know, every player, even though it's been a difficult season for a lot of them, they continue to want to play for the club and wanted to play for the crowd. And I thought the last few weeks we gave the crowd back something, a little something from a terrible season. But that's the most pleasing thing, the performances over the last 3 weeks, excluding last night.
So your rebuilding job starts now. How big a task is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a big job. But bringing in a good few players, obviously, I've been chatting to a few of the 19s, trying to get those tied down for the first thing for next season. Hopefully we can get those deals done. And then it's trying to see what we have, what positions are most, where light is the most. So we've been doing that. We've been looking at a few options and chatting to a few players. So the rebuilding started already. Negotiating with players and agents is tough. So hopefully we can get a few of them done over the next few days.
And how much are you looking forward to having a proper pre-season with these lads to really get your ideas and your philosophy across?
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I know people are saying it's a terrible season and we should be glad it's ended, but I'm not. You know, I thought we were just getting into it. I was just getting my teeth into it. So we're loving every minute of it, and we didn't really want the season to end when it has. But now it gives us a chance to build on on what we've started. Hopefully we can keep the players we want to keep and bring a few new ones in, and we can go from there. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, getting a good pre-season, because it's the time you do most of your work in terms of how you want the team to play and how you want to set up. A lot of that's done during pre-season, so it gives me a chance to have a good run at it.
And what's the target next season, Neil? I mean, like, do you expect to be competing, or is it a case of people have to be patient? This is a rebuilding job. You're going to have a lot of young players in, and it's going to take some time.
Yeah, it's going to, you know, our target is to finish as high up as we can. We're going to have a lot of new players, trying to take on some new ideas. Obviously, you know, the previous manager would have built up a squad over a number of years and done well, you know, unbelievably well doing that. So it's going to take a time to get to those levels again. So we just want to finish as high as we can in the league, and just do our best and try and build a squad for the future.
Yes, Neil Fenn there, Cork City boss, looking ahead to next year. On tomorrow's show, we'll have an in-depth interview with Garold Morrissey as he reflects on the 2019 season and looks ahead to 2020. So join us on tomorrow evening's show to hear from the man they call Chops. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's the Senior Football Championship final preview all the way until 7 o'clock as we speak to Nemo and Duhallow.
Miss the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's Red FM.
All right, halftime, the Premier League, Burnley nil, Chelsea 2, Christian Pulisic with both goals there for the Blues. Nemo Rangers and Duhallow going head-to-head in tomorrow's Senior Football Championship final in Porcupine at 4 o'clock. It's the 2017 champions, Nemo going up against last year's runners-up Duhallow. So, Ciarán, this is all the ingredients of being something of a cracker tomorrow.
It should be, like mentioned, Duhallow again in there last year, just not getting over the line. The Bears beating them. Nemo winning in 2017. It should be a fantastic game. Duhallow playing more like a club team than a divisional outfit, but I think everyone kind of recognises that. It's very similar to McKillie as well, in that they're such a close-knit group. So yeah, it should be a cracker. Two crackers down there tomorrow, the Premier Intermediate final as well. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's preceded by the Premier Intermediate final between St Michael's and Éire Óg. That is a 2 p.m. start, so we'll be there, of course. All the best reaction on tomorrow evening's show from 6 p.m. We'll have updates on air across Cork's Red FM tomorrow as well. But to preview the game, Ciarán's been getting the thoughts of All-Ireland winning Cork captain Dinny Allan.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like everyone has been expecting, like they have been talking, people have been talking about Duhallow for a while, like, and they just proved it at the point by getting to the final. And we know that their talent is, and we know that they have six scoring forwards, which is like I say, we can't admit to having six scoring forwards. So, like, we'll have to have our A game tomorrow, certainly, to win it, you know, because they will put it up to us, and if we don't react to it, we'll be out, basically.
Yeah, like, came over probably a pretty tame Douglas side, had a good win over the Bears in the quarter final, the county champions. Like, Nemo Rangers have been pretty strong this year so far. Obviously they are, because they've got to a county final, but they've put in some good performances.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't look too much into them, like, and I hope our players, it's not sinking into the players' minds either. I hope, like, the Bears one was a great win, and it was a gritty one, and then the conditions were shocking. Well, for both teams, they were shocking, and we put in a very gritty performance. But, like, we know that the Bears were short at the end of the match. Like, the Bears were missing nearly seven of the last year's team through different reasons. Like, but so, like, we didn't play and beat a Bears team that had all their players, you know. Mm-hmm. So we should realise that for tomorrow, and don't be losing the run of ourselves. The Douglas match was, well, I was just saying, like, we scored 1-3 at one stage just before half time, and it just, for some reason, I can't put my finger on it, but it is up to a Douglas people to probably say that, but just they kind of basically imploded Douglas, and so they didn't raise a gallop in the second half. Mm-hmm. Which was very surprising to us, like, you know, a local derby, like, you'd expect a fierce, tight match and everything going into it. But they just didn't perform Douglas on the day, and we came through it easily in the end, like, which surprised us.
Well, would it be fair to say that Nemo performed, like, and didn't allow Douglas to perform. It was a lot, like, I know you mentioned that you probably wouldn't have six scoring forwards in Nemo, but he had a good spread of scores that day. Paul Kerrigan, Luke Connolly, Mark Cronin, and so on.
Yes. I mean, like, I'm not trying to take too much away from Nemo, you don't know, like, but it's just a kind of a balanced view of it, like, is that, like, it's, people are now talking like that, you know, once we get to a final, this is a foregone conclusion. It's not that, it never worked that way, you know. It's, and I'd say Duhallow, after losing last year, would have an extra spur in their step, like, with that in mind as well, you know, they'd be a bit more interested in us than normally, you know what I mean? So I definitely said it's going to be a tough one tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, that's another thing. Obviously, you've been on a lot of sides over the years, like, if you won't lose a county final, is it something that you even think about going into a county final the following year? I presume it's something you think about at the start of the year, but is it still there at the end?
Well, yeah, I mean, it definitely kind of makes you a bit more gritty for the following year, like, especially if you get to the final again. You don't think of it like early on in the year, like last year, then you just concentrate on trying to get as far as you can. But then when it comes, the reminder of last year, the pain of it, then, like, it can be two ways. So you can kind of lose your nerve and not perform, or else it can, like, depending on the character you have on the team, like, it can make you grittier and making sure, like, that we're not going to lose, that kind of hard determination, like, can come into it, and hopefully that's what they have, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people, Duhallow people, I suppose, and even from being a Nemo during the week at the county final presser, the lads were saying the same thing. Duhallow, even though they're a division, they're seen as like a club outfit. They're so bonded, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, they know each other very well. There's a lot of them, they're like Donald O'Connor and etc. will have a good relationship with the young fellas. They have mixed in there with them, you know. So there's a good mixture that way as well. Like very, very, very experienced guys, and then very talented guys, which are young. Like that's the mixture that every team needs, you know. And they have that, so that's why, like, we should be. I mean, I'm not invalid as a selector anymore, like that, but like our tendency was always, even going back when we played, we showed respect for everyone, and it, like, we never went out with this superior attitude, and that's why I suppose that's part of our success as well. Not to just feel superior to anyone else, which we're not. We have to go out and prove that you're a better team, and that's it. And that's the way it should be. So hopefully we'll do that again tomorrow. You know,
where do you think the game can be won and lost? You think?
Well, I suppose, like, the middle of the field, like, Duhallow, a very talented fellow there, like, and Baden Walsh is a fellow like that. You don't know what way Aiden is going to turn out. He can be a world beater, or he might have an off day. You don't know, but yeah. I don't want to be saying too much about it. I don't want to be inspiring him into or motivating him. Like, but he's a fellow that we'd fear, like, because he can turn a match, like, you know. So
yeah,
but we have a very good fellow has been playing very well this year for us. He's from Roscommon, but he played in Galway, but. And he was very good in both matches. Now, looking at the Douglas match and looking at the Bears match, he was excellent in the two of them. So he has given us certainly a lot more ball in the middle of the field, which means that we'll get more ball into our forwards. Like, we always kind of struggled since Shea Fahey probably left. Mm. We always had to play tricks around in the middle of the field, playing three fellas out there and that sort of thing. But with this guy, he's a very good ball winner. But so we'd be hoping that we'd get at least 50%. If we can get 50% in the middle of the field, we're usually there or thereabouts. Then in the far with the talented forwards we have. No, we don't have six scoring forwards. I said that, but yeah, like, we have three or four, like, which is good, you know.
Yeah, that man you're talking about there, James McDermott, who came in this year to play with him. I think he was training with the club last year. He's obviously had a big influence this year, as you mentioned.
Oh, he has. I mean, the first time I saw him was about 2-3 months ago. I said, Mother of God, I hadn't been at a match for about a month or two before, and I saw him playing against Clyde Rovers there in a friendly there about 2 months ago, and Jesus, he has a fantastic, I don't know how he does it, a fantastic leap in the middle of the field. Like, I mean, he, when the ball is dropping, he's, he, you'd look to him and he could be 10 yards away from it.
Yeah.
And you'd say, well, he's not going to go for this ball now. And next, all of a sudden, he just takes 4 strides and he can get up in the air and he can kind of hang in the air. Now, he doesn't catch them all, but he gets up the highest and he can touch that ball either way, like down to one of our fellas. If he doesn't catch it, he always touches with it, gets a hand to it. And he's very talented in that respect, you know. And just to sell them, we had high fielders in our team, so it gives us another option as well, you know.
Yeah, is it a bit strange? I know the team won't be thinking about it, Paul Kavanagh. I didn't really want to talk about it either, but Nemo are going to be playing in Munster. They're going to be playing football next month, regardless of the result tomorrow. Like, is it hard to... we see Glen Rovers are in that situation at the moment after losing the County Hurling Final. They're going to be out in Munster in a couple of weeks' time. But it's a strange situation. Like, how do you motivate yourself? Not if you win. Obviously, if you win, you're gunning for it. But if you come out on the wrong side of a result, is it hard to motivate yourself? Or?
You see, I've never been in a situation like that. Yeah. Like, we've been in a lot of All-Ireland clubs, but we won all our county finals. But I would absolutely, I'm trying to imagine myself going into this after losing. I would absolutely hate it to go into it. I don't know would I be motivated. Maybe, like, I wouldn't be motivated certainly before the match. Maybe as the match started or something, you might get a bit motivated and interested. But certainly the build-up to it after losing the county final, I find it nearly impossible to be motivated for that in that situation, you know. So hopefully we're not going to be like that.
Yeah, we're not preempting that situation.
I think the Bears, if I'm not mistaken, I think they lost a county final and they went and to win an All Ireland club. Right. I think it has been mentioned that they did go way back to the '80s and Fair Ocean, because I find it very difficult myself personally, to motivate myself after losing a county final and to go and try and win an All Ireland club after.
Of course, yeah. Well, look, we're not.
Maybe you probably get over it after if you played in the next match. Then, like, if you won that, I suppose you could be back on the horse again, you know. We don't even want to think about that. I say at this stage, anyway. Well, you don't want to think about that anyhow, you know.
Yeah, I suppose. Look, we don't want to preempt anything. It's just a situation that Nemo are going to be playing in Munster, regardless of the result this weekend. And look, before I leave you go, Dinny, are you going to be biased and call it, or are you going to sit up on the fence, or what way do you think?
I played against two Hamilton Championship matches. Like, I think we played against them about 4 times and we won 2 and lost 2.
Yeah.
So, like, they wouldn't, like, it's not that we won 4 and they won none. So, I'm a kind of a sitter on the fence anyway. Like, I mean, I never believe that you can predict.
Yeah, of course.
I know people predict them and they're supposed to be good for analysts and everything like that, but I don't even. I'd sit on the fence, like, and say, look, hopefully we'll win. We'll get in that on the day, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I suppose it is a difficult game to call because both teams have been playing very good football this year.
Yeah.
But sure, look, we'll sit on the fence anyway. It's nice and cushy at the moment, isn't it?
Well, I suppose for good players, like, the good players we have, if they play well, that should get us over the line, you know.
Yeah,
but we do need our good players to be playing above themselves or up there, what they can do, you know. So we are dependent on our good players, obviously. I mean, Duhallow are probably in the same boat.
Of course, yeah. So. Well, sure. Look, Dinny, big county final to look forward to tomorrow. Dinny Allen, thanks very much for joining us on the Big Red Bench.
Thank you, Ciarán.
In fairness to Dinny, right? Didn't go all guns up blazing saying I want my Nemo team to win. I think they're going to win. He was very, very, very balanced about that, and he says it's going to be a very, very tough game.
I think he wanted to. You see, you can't, like, when your own club is playing, then I think he wanted to say Nemo to win, obviously, but sure, look, it is going to be a fantastic game, and it is a hard one to call because they're both two fantastic sides. So look, in fairness, to Dinny there, but yeah, it is going to be a hard one to call.
All right, we're going to hear from both sides now. We'll hear from Duhallow first. We'll hear from their captain, Lorcan Figo O'Neill.
100%. Looking forward to the looking forward to the all year after the disappointment of last year. We know we had a tough battle for the championship and we're in the place where we want to be. And looking forward to Hoffman go one step more.
You had a, I don't know what you call it, 5 points comprehensive, but it was comprehensive enough over Newcestown Town in some respects in the semi-final.
Yeah, 5 points seems like a big margin, but it wasn't really, like, to be honest with you. It was nip and tuck the whole way through the game. As the whole county knows, what you get with Newcestown Town, like, they bring massive fight, and it was a fight to the end. We were 4 points up there at one stage, and that wasn't very comfortable at all. Not at all against Newstone. So it was, if you think about it in a kind of way, it was an ideal semi-final because it was tough. It was grinded out. You ask a lot of your players, you know, and you just find ways of getting there and getting the ball and winning dirty ball, and you know, what you do, what you have to be done, and your character is tested and mentality is tested, and you know, it was an ideal semi-final if you think about it really, you know.
Last year he had the saga with Castlehaven, I think the couple of games, and going into that county final, you don't have that this year. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I know you went all the way in the final as well, I suppose, but you put it up to the bars, but is it a good thing that you don't have so much games in a short space of time?
Or does it make you pros and cons to really, because like as you know, like a lot of lads are involved with the club. Yeah. The weekend just gone. But like if you think back to then, right, you have a 2 week run up to a county final. What would you be doing the weekend before? You would have a challenge game with your A versus B team. And you know what, maybe it's a very good competitive A versus B game if you think about it that way. I know it's a championship game, but and they're tough, like that time against Castlehaven we had a week to recover for the county final. But do you know what, they're games, like that's what you're playing for. You're playing week in, week out. You love playing week in, week out, you know. So pros and cons to it, but it depends on yourself really.
Obviously disappointment last year with that loss. Hoping to go on and win it out this year.
Yeah, the dressing room was not a nice place to be in, and put a lot of effort into it. And we said it that day leaving, just, you know, we weren't gonna leave it here. We weren't gonna just say, look, it's not for us. No, we went back to the drawing board. A lot of time has gone into this with management as well. I think management have a lot to say in this, the way they man management every player with clubs, and I think that's essential in this kind of in this. And we came back at the start of the year, had a few challenge games, good few get togethers, you know, when you're a division team, you kind of, the more times you get together the better you get, you know, that kind of way. And we like a lot of the team are friends now, like, to be honest about it. I know it's a cliche or whatever, but you know, you get on fierce well together, have good crack and everything together, and we're in the right place we want to be. And obviously it's disappointing, but hopefully it won't be the case this year.
We see with Emic Healy it's more of a club mentality with those lads, even though they go back with their own clubs, much like yourselves, every week playing club games. Is it a bit like that now with Duhallow over the last year and this year, I suppose?
Yeah, I think so. And I personally, like, a lot of lads have gone to school together here in Kentork, and you have the lads there in Bohaweed that went to secondary school together. You also have the likes of, we'll say, Aidan, Bart, John, Lochan. Matty Dilworth was on the squad when they won the All-Ireland, like they're friends. Matty Dilworth actually played hurling with Kentork at underage and has an under-21 medal, would you believe. So that kind of friendship comes, and like, to be fair, it's a good bond, like, yeah. It is a good bond, to be fair, and that creates that goes around the group then. So straight away, if you could, like, there was a lot of young fellas that came in, like, we'll just use Josh O'Keefe there for a reason. Like, he came in there after the under-21, the rest of the under-21s came in open arms, like, last year, and they were delighted to be involved. Like, sometimes you're going in, maybe when you're young, going into a dressing room, you're like, oh, should I be here at all? Boys were glad to come in, we were glad to see Ekins, but do you know what I mean? It was more numbers for training, and the fantastic athletes, like, to be fair to them. So, like, that, you know, it's a good atmosphere to be in.
You mentioned all the young lads coming in this year as well after the Cork under 20 success and that. So, you've a nice blend of the young lads, and we're certainly not going to call them old, but on the other end of the scale, maybe Donegal Connor, who's played out of his life this year, to be fair to him, he's having a fantastic season. But there's a nice blend across the team there, the squad.
Yeah, there is. Cork is evolving again, like it's like that. genuinely it is like that. Like the young fellas coming up there, bringing new life to the scene, and in fairness, to, like if I can say one thing about Donegal, that's one thing he brings to everything. He'll bring on everyone as much as he can. He's brilliant that way. Like even to, I don't know how, like, I call myself middle aged or something. I don't know how I am on that team, but like his knowledge. The way of explaining everything is just top class, and the boys love it. And you know, that's the least of life. The young fellas come in, and you know, they're showing up most fellas like, when they're running faster and stuff like that. But no, it's good, alright. No, to be fair, it's a good blend. Yeah.
Nemo Rangers in the final. Obviously, you know what they're about. They've been playing some good football this year. Probably the semi final, a bit of a dour encounter, maybe whether you saw that or not. But look, they'll obviously be a pretty big task anyway. Any team you meet in the county final will be tough, but Nemo Rangers are the best of them.
Nemo, like, their history speaks for themselves, really. Like, and they're going to be very tough to break down. Like, we know going up now Sunday, it's going to take one hell of an effort for 70 minutes, maybe, you know, over the hour anyway. Nemo, great tradition. They have great forwards, great backs. I thought their backs played immense against Douglas, to be fair. Like, anything that came in, they came out with it, and they didn't get enough credit for it, to be fair. Like, you know, you look at the scoreboard, all their forwards are unreal. Their backs, I thought, to be honest. So it's going to be a titanic battle like that. We're bringing the hurt from last year, and hopefully we'll go one more and win it this year. Like,
I don't want to delve in too much to the club's loss after coming through that draw in Mallow last week. It's obviously very disappointing, especially not to put up a bigger scoreline, I suppose, for Kentark. But is it good to, you know, you have this to refocus the mind, a county final, senior final to look forward to now, and get that out of the head, I suppose, and you can be worrying about that next year then, Kent?
That was one thing. I was first disappointed yesterday, obviously losing semi final like that. I was very disappointed, but then you think about it, you just be realistic about it. What happened has happened, you can't change it, but you're playing in the county final next week. Get yourself right and cop on and just get everything focused now for that, because you kind of make up for it in a way. Do you know what I mean? Put in a better performance of what you did, do you know, and hopefully that'll happen. But take a massive effort, and disappointed, but yeah, hopefully salvage something from it. Like,
and look, last year before I leave you go, the week in the lead up, what are you doing to a county final other than analysing the more interest?
I don't know. You try, like anyone in the county final, you're counting down the days, you wake you up and you're trying to keep yourself busy. Yeah. And Saturday is going to be long and Sunday is going to be longer, but at this day and age, you know, you're on the phone 24/7, you're watching something, there's sport to be watching, there's like that, analysing teams and games. I suppose you can be doing that, but you can do that too much too.
Yeah.
But better not. Watch a few films and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, eat right, sleep right. Everyone's doing the same thing. It's basic enough, to be fair.
That's the man they call Figo Lorcan O'Neill there, Duhallow captain, looking ahead to tomorrow's final against Nemo Rangers. First question, why is he called Figo?
I have no idea, to be honest.
I assume he's just a class operator like Luis Figo was.
Must have been this.
Must have been it. Secondly, you were up at training earlier on in this week. Did you sense a confidence? Did you sense an optimism about Duhallow?
They are confident, yeah. They didn't really stay around too long at the presser, being honest. It was just the two lads, really. But they were just biting to get onto the pitch. And I think right the wrong of last year, which is very important for them. It seems from talking to them when we weren't recording, it seems they really want to right last year's wrong.
All right, we have a big podcast coming your way later on this evening, a big preview coming later on, as we hear from, we'll have that interview with Lorcan on the podcast as well. We'll also hear from their manager, Padraig Kearns. And we'll also hear from Nemo manager, Paul Donovan, who we're not going to have time to play now, but we are going to hear from Nemo's Paul Kerrigan speaking ahead of tomorrow's game.
Yeah, can't wait, to be honest with you. Just kind of, we've trained very hard, really hard, since I've kind of been back with Cork, and the lads are training very hard during the summer, so you kind of be almost looking forward to the games, you know, more so. So yeah, I really can't wait for the final, to be honest with you.
I suppose, disappointment of last year, did that have any bite going back into the club this year, trying to drive on after winning it the year before?
Yeah, there's no point in it. Usually, like, we would have felt we were going very well. We were probably going a bit too well coming into the Castlehaven game last year. Went completely flat, deserved to lose. John deserved to be beaten well. And I think, look, focus, fellas, we were back. We were lucky we had the Keller Shield final at the end of the year. Do you know what I mean? That kind of gave fellas something to go for as well, and we won it. And then, look, it was throughout our league campaign in January, February, March, lads were mainly in the gym, and there was no real field work. And then, before 5 weeks maybe before our Valleys game, we just got on the field, concentrated on that. And then, same cycle again, a bit of a pre season towards the middle of the summer. And look, it's served us well. So, we're kind of exactly where we want to be.
Obviously, Duhallow, a very tough team. They were there last year, came close to the Bears. I know they're a divisional outfit, but they're playing like a club team.
Yeah, that's how we describe them. We play them an awful lot in challenge games throughout the years here, and I played them an awful lot in championship personally. Like, so, like, since the mid 2000s, they've been in countless semi finals, and they broke their duck and getting to the final in 2011, back into semi finals, final again last year, final this year. So, look, you want about consistency, they're always there, okay? So, and they know each other inside out, because they're playing, they really train like a club team. So, like, we're under no illusions, like, this is going to be a big test.
You've probably had a tougher route to the final, is maybe the wrong term, but you've certainly had tough games going up against Douglas in the semi, the Bears in the quarter final.
Yeah, and it's probably something we needed after last year. Like, we lost, like, Nemo Castlehaven was a big game, and we were well beaten there, and we were very disappointed to lose that, like, a big game. So, look, the Bears, the Douglas game would be huge games down the club here. And now the third one's a final, so if we can win that, that's three massive games in the year. So, and that would hopefully right the wrongs of last year.
You came in back into the panel with some of the other lads after playing with Cork this year. The lads would have had all the league games played. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say was it very hard to get back into the team, but like there, those fellas fighting for those places who had played those league games as well.
Yeah, well, it was a very quick return. We played Roscommon on the Sunday of the Bank Holiday of the August weekend. Obviously, that didn't go so well. That was the end of the Cork season, and the five of us, we went to Clonmel the next day and played a challenge game with Nemo. Like, so, we were fairly straight back into it. So, and look, that's the way it should be, and it's the way it is down here. Like, if you're a county player, you could either come down to watch and show the face, or if you can tag, you tag. So we were out, tagged out probably less than 24 hours later again for Nemo challenge game. And to be honest with you, since then, there's been no let up. It's just been hard, and it's been good, tough, hard training, good, tough, hard challenge games. And then since then, this would be our fourth challenge or championship game then. So it's been straight into it, and look, that's the way it should be, if the way I see it, to be honest with you.
You haven't had much of a break, so, because I remember the day after that game, I was in the airport and 12 of the Roscommon lads were going after Ibiza, I think, but you went straight back into it.
We were up in sunny Clonmel, yeah, so like, we were straight back into it. I'd say, I don't know, there's some Renewal lads maybe get away for a weekend or two, but it wasn't too much because we were playing a lot. And like, especially after losing and the way last year went, look, fellas were really focused to get back. And look, I suppose Cork finished in a good way in the Super 8, so guys wanted to probably continue that feeling into the club and lead again. So yeah, look, we were straight back into it, and we have been since. But look, we always say here, like, the week after a county final is better than any holiday, so that's the motivation for it. And look, hopefully we'll get the result done at the weekend.
That's it. Now you get to look forward to another county final. It's obviously a great place to be as a player.
Yeah, 100%. Like the next one is the most important one. So if we win this one, we celebrate on to the next one. But we never take them for granted. So like, we're like really enjoying our training this week. Really enjoyed our victories in the last couple of games. But it's all eyes on Duhallow now. Get our analysis and preparation on the training field done, and just go and try to do a job on them and bring it again at the weekend.
I already mentioned it to Paul, and I know no management or player likes to look ahead, but you are going to be playing football into next month regardless of the result at the weekend. I know you're thinking about Duhallow, but you're still going to be playing football next month, which I suppose players want to be playing.
Yeah, like, if we lose and we're playing, fellas will say, oh, this is going to be an absolute sickener. But like fellas will never turn, like, if fellas are going to Clonmel after a game with Cork, they're not going to turn down playing Munster Club Championship. We have a very proud record. Look, that's there. there. Look, and when you get to a county final, that's always there. Before a county final, regardless if you win or lose, you're always, that's always there. So look, we want to add to our county titles here, and look, whatever happens, it happens after it.
Yes, Nemo's Paul Kerrigan there, who would obviously prefer to be going to the Munster Championship as Cork champions tomorrow, 4 o'clock, throwing against Duhallow. Prediction time, Ciarán O'Regan.
Maybe Nemo to just shade it by a point, maybe.
All right,
it'll be a close one.
And our podcast will be online later on this evening.
8 o'clock, it'll be up on our Twitter feed at Big Red Bench. It'll be up there, so I do have a listen to us. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that's our county final preview podcast. You can get that a little bit later on. Tonight's show will be podcast very, very shortly indeed, if you missed any of it. On tomorrow's show, reaction from the senior and premier intermediate championship finals. We are also going to have that in-depth interview with Garwood Morris. We're going to talk to Cork's Graham Boylan as he brings Cage Warriors back to Cork as well, and plenty more besides. That's on tomorrow evening show from 6. Enjoy the rest of your bank holiday Saturday night. Enjoy the jazz if you're going out. Don't forget, clocks going forward tomorrow.
Back, no, forward, yeah,
No. They spring forward and fall back, so they're going back an hour, so we get an extra hour in bed. Or if you have small children, you'll just be up an hour earlier. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, folks. Talk to you tomorrow at 6.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.